I think that's it for all of the announcements.
And now, please welcome the winner of last night's wrestling match, Dwight Kidd.
The winner of Dwight Kidd. Come on, I won clean. I didn't cheat at all. Show me the respect I deserve.
Hey, wait. Stop the music. Hey, Dwight Kidd. Pastor Jimenez. I have an announcement to make.
Wait, Moses. Before you make your announcement, I think I know what you're going to say. And I think it might be better if the kids heard it from me. I have a confession to make. Can we cue the dramatic music? I need it to be a little more dramatic. That sounds good. Last night, during the wrestling show, many of you noticed something about me that you'd never noticed before. And you noticed that I had a tattoo on my forearm. I realize you can't see it now, but you'll probably see it again tonight. And I just thought it'd be better if I just came clean and let you know that it is true, I have a checkered past. Many of you know that I was in the military, and, well, you know how that goes. So I just want this to be a lesson to all of the young people. Don't ever get a tattoo, because God may punish you and make you a wrestler. Thank you.
Okay, that is not what I was gonna say.
Oh, really?
Yeah, well, but thank you, Pastor, I appreciate it.
Never mind.
Yeah, okay, I'll forget about it. But anyway, of my announcement, I wanted to announce that I actually stayed up into the wee hours of the night last night reviewing the wrestling footage.
How late did you stay up?
10:15. Calm down. Well, anyway, while I was staying up, you know, doing my official referee duty, where's our manager?
Right here.
Hey! Yeah, thanks for those cookies, I appreciate it. Yeah. But anyway, while I was staying up, doing my official referee duties, I was reviewing the footage, and I actually realized something. And this might come as a shock to everyone, I know it's gonna be a huge surprise, but no matter how sly or subtle you think your deceptions are, Dwight Kidd, I'm the referee. And I'm gonna bring it to light. Dwight Kidd cheated!
It's true, Dwight Kidd. And now the referee knows what everyone who was watching the match last night already knew,
Yep. And
pretty much the entire world already knew, that you are a cheater. This reminds me of a verse. The Bible says, be sure your sin will find you out.
Yeah, well, you know, thank you, Pastor. This actually reminds me of a verse as well. Cheaters never prosper.
That's not a verse in the Bible.
I'm pretty sure it is, but I'll let it slide. You're a pastor. Well, anyway, it reminds me of another verse. God works in mysterious ways.
That's not a verse in the Bible either.
Okay. Well, my last one, let go. You know, just let go and let God.
Please stop.
Okay. Well, anyways, Dwight Kidd, since you cheated, I have no choice but to disqualify you as the winner of last night's match.
And praise the Lord.
Jimenez as the winner.
Wait, he cheated too.
How did he cheat?
Well, I don't think anybody saw this, but we were wrestling late last night into the wee hours of the night.
How long did you stay up to?
10:15. Anyways, while we were wrestling last night, when Pastor Jimenez saw that he prevailed not against me, a man showed up and he touched the hollow of my thigh.
And the hollow
of my thigh was out of joint.
Okay, Jacob.
No. He's Jacob. I'm Josh.
Okay, well, you know, anyway, since there's so many accusations of cheating, I have no choice but to announce a rematch. Tonight, after the evening service, there will be a no-holds-barred, street rules, anything goes, you can't cheat because you're encouraged to cheat, championship match. I've also brought a contract that you guys can step up onto this podium and sign, so go ahead and do that right now.
So why do we have to sign a contract?
It's not really more of a contract as it is a release of liability waiver. That way, you can't sue the church just in case one of you gets hit by a steel banana or a metal chair or, you know, one of you gets thrown into that table specifically. But it's release of liability waiver.
Oh, okay. That sounds good.
Yeah. So go ahead. Go ahead. Start signing.
No.
Do you know how to use a pen?
He brought it around.
Okay. Gold-plated. Yeah. Well, anyways, after you're done signing, pretty much all that's left is for you guys to shake on it.
There's no lint on the paper. What are you doing?
paper's gonna go on eBay for $50,000 someday.
Okay. Okay. Well, shake on it, please.
All right. Let's do it. But by the way, Pastor, good luck. Because you're going to need it.
Do you know for sure if you died today if you're on your way to heaven? Because tonight, you're going to find out.
Are you okay? You need help?
I don't need help. I have money.
Will Dwight Kidd be able to break the rules to win again when there are no rules to break? Will Pastor Jimenez be able to run out again and come back as a thinner, taller, younger wrestling athlete? Find out tonight at the last evening service of the Next Generation Youth Rally.
Okay, where is that voice coming from?
I don't know. Kind of sounds like the voice of God.
That's really weird. The voice of God sounds like Deacon Oliver.
All right, well, I'm sorry you guys had to witness that.